Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
A while back, I ended up with a dead car battery. I was leaving the gym on my way to the office for a meeting, and when I went to crank the car, it just wouldn't crank. And so at first I was thinking, I need a brand new battery. At first I was thinking something was really wrong, but when I popped the hood, the solution actually ended up being pretty simple. There's two terminals on the battery with two wires that come off to power the car, and the terminals on my battery were caked in this nasty-looking greenish-white corrosion. Have you seen it before? It's where it builds up on your battery. The thing is, it often starts out small. It starts out not a big deal, but if you don't deal with it, it actually impedes the ability of your car to keep your battery charged, and it's got to be dealt with. Well, that's the imagery I thought of when I recently was in a small group in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul is writing to churches in a city called Corinth that had a background of false worship. In fact, if you were to go to Corinth in Paul's day, there's all these temples set up to false gods. And part of the false worship is temple prostitutes would come out of those false god temples and sleep with the men of the city. It was despicable. Well, when these early believers gave their lives to Christ, the obvious expectation was that they would leave their old lifestyle and they would follow hard after God. So imagine the shock when Paul hears the word that somebody within the church not only is living in sin, but they're living in sin openly. He says in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 1, he says, "I can hardly believe the report about the sexual immorality going on among you, something that even the pagans don't do." It's as if Paul's saying, man, you guys have taken it up a notch. There's the sin going on, and it's even more than the pagans were doing. He says in verse 3, "Even though I'm not with you in person, I'm with you in spirit, and as though I was there, I have already passed judgment on this man." And back in verse 2, he says, "You should be mourning and sorrow and shame." There is corrosion going on within the church. And instead of dealing with it, instead of doing something about it, they celebrated it. And so Paul writes these strong words. He says in verse 6, "Your boasting about this is terrible." And then here's the imagery. He says, "Don't you realize that this sin is like a little yeast that spreads through the whole batch of dough?" He says, "Get rid of that old yeast by removing this wicked person among you. Then you'll be like a fresh batch of dough made without yeast, which is what you really are." Here's what Paul is saying is that sin, it's like yeast that you put into a lump of dough. You don't have to put in much. You can just put in a pinch, but that little bit of yeast will spread throughout that whole loaf of bread. And Paul's saying that's what sin is like. He's saying there's sin among you. There's some junk going on among the believers of God. And he's saying you haven't been mourning it. You haven't been judging it. You haven't been purging it. And he's saying, man, this is terrible. This is terrible. I think that's a powerful image for all of us because oftentimes I don't think anybody gets up saying, man, I'm going to give myself wholly over to sin. I'm going to just live full on rebellious. But instead, it starts out small. Instead, it starts out as this little speck that over time, if it's not dealt with, ends up growing and it ends up leading to full-on corruption. And so as Paul's writing, he gives us three sort of reminders about this. Number one, when there's sin in our life and there's sin within the camp, he says we ought to be mourning it. Instead of celebrating it, we ought to realize this is wrong. We ought to be brokenhearted over it. Number two, we've got to deal with it. These people had turned a blind eye to open, willful sin. And he says, look, you've got to deal with it. And then the third thing he reminds us is to get rid of it. He says to get rid of it. What's interesting is Paul's not writing to the world. He's not writing to people outside of the faith. He's writing to people that have said, I am following Jesus. And he says in verse 12 and 13, he says, it isn't my responsibility to judge outsiders. But it certainly is your responsibility to judge those inside the church who are sinning. God will judge those on the outside, but as Scripture says, you must remove the evil person from among you. Now, honestly, that's a tough teaching. Honestly, that's one of those sobering moments where it reminds us of the weight of sin. one of the struggles is, well, is it unloving to confront a fellow believer that's living in sin? No, I would say that's actually the most loving thing that we could often do. Because just like a little kid, if a little kid was doing something that was risky, that was unsafe, it would not be loving to let them keep doing it. The most loving thing to do might be to discipline them, to put some boundaries in place, not for their harm, but actually for their good. And so I want to encourage you today, as you think about this teaching and as you think about 1 Corinthians 5, the best place to start is with ourselves. Is there a sin that we've been holding on to? Is there a foothold that has begun to grow? Is there something that we haven't dealt with? And instead of celebrating, instead of acting like it's not a big deal, let's mourn it, let's deal with it, and let's get rid of it. Man, I hope you have a fantastic day today. And if there's anything we can join you in praying for, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a good day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.